Coach, one of the longest breaks between games that you guys will have this season. How important is it to capitalize on those as far as practice time, which becomes scarce down the line?
Well, it is. In fact, the rest of the season, we will not have a practice day that is not directly the next day after a game or prior to a game. So, essentially, we'll never have, we'll never have this situation again the whole year where we have a practice 2 days before a game. So, part of it is understanding that you still have to practice at various times during the year. You know, you have to be consistent, and you obviously also have to balance that with back-to-backs and, you know, 3 and 4 nights and things like that. So, we're in that situation right away.
Home opener, always something special about a night like tonight.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's, you know, it's something that we all appreciate and look forward to with our team and our fans, and you know, I hope we play well enough to justify everybody being excited for a home opener.
Blazers have a completely different team than they did a year ago, but their guard line is still pretty potent, those two guys.
They are, and you know, they're playing loose and confident. When I say loose, then, you know, they don't have anything to lose. You know, you feel sometimes teams have pressure, and they're playing well, and especially Lillard and McCollum. Those guys they're lethal, and they've got some good young bigs inside that are pounding the boards and stretching the floor. And, you know, Amino's one of the best defenders in the league.
Your young guard line's going to have a good test tonight with
for
some speedy guys.
No, I think that's going to be consistent throughout the course of the year, that these guys and Trey and Howell and, you know, they're well aware of that, and I just want them to compete, and I think they'll do that.
If Fave can't go, I mean, what are your thoughts on, I guess, how you match up against the 2 7-footers?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think especially because Fave's been playing well, but those are things at some point during the year we're going to have people that can't go, and it just happens to be that it's Fave right now, and we didn't have Book the first game. You know, I thought we missed him, and certainly we'd miss Derek if he was unable to play tonight, but, you know, other guys got to be ready to go, and if we're giving up some size, we've got to be tougher on the boards.
How would you go personnel-wise? Would you then start Trevor if Derek...
Likely, you know, likely. That's probably the direction we'd go, and it won't be a surprise to anybody. And he's been the first guy off the bench of one of our bigs as well, so I think that's probably the most likely thing.
He had some success against Portland last year and against Myers-Leonard. Is there something maybe to that?
Yeah, he had a career game. He was throwing it in from everywhere. And, I don't think it has anything to do with Portland as much as it was that, you know, Book was in a good place and shot the ball well and had a lot of momentum in that game.
You knew you had a lot of defensive talent. Are you surprised you picked up seemingly just right where you left off last year?
I don't really think we've picked up where we left off. I look at the preseason games, and I think we weren't where we wanted to be. I think having a good week of practice before the season started really helped. I'd like to think that. I just don't want to let my guard down. And I think we did a good job defensively. We still, you know, last year we played, I think, 6 of the first 10 games were against, you know, top 5 offensive teams or something along the top 10. And this year that wasn't necessarily the case. We had a team in Detroit that, you know, plays with a different pace, but is obviously very good. Indiana's finding themselves offensively, and we played great defense against Philadelphia. So, you know, a game like tonight and some of the games that we have coming up, I think will test us even more.